Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday, in our study of Hebrews chapter 13, we were taught that it is the responsibility of every Christian, including pastors, to let the Word of God to abide in him. Let's continue with that thought today.
And now, here is our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Unheeded messages you were commanded to heed, as verse 7 points out, ends up with grief. So we've seen the rule of verse 7. We see next the righteous of verses 8 and 9. And in verse 8 he says, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever. Well, what does that tell us? That tells us to think inside the box. That's right. Think inside God's box. You know, change is one of the most familiar words in our modern vocabulary. We're being reminded constantly that the world is in the throes of one of its greatest revolutions. However, if we're to live effectively in the presence of such rapid changes, we must keep our eyes fastened on those things which cannot be shaken, as we read back in chapter 12 and verse 27. Without a sense of the unchanging, life becomes a chaotic whirlpool and loses its meaning. You see, the material world is simply temporary. As a matter of fact, contemporary, the word contemporary means that which pertains to the temporary. Our faith must be built on the great spiritual realities that remain. Our faith must be built on the eternal, not contemporary. Truth is not pragmatic. Truth is absolute. Jesus Christ is always the same yesterday and today and forever. He is the head of the kingdom. And my friend, he is unchangeable. What he was proved to be yesterday, he is still today. Now we have a responsibility to present to the world a Christ who is standing on a rock that cannot be shaken by earthly turmoil, strife, and change. He remains the same, impeccable, omniscient, and omnipotent. The case is being built that the leader of verse 7 follows the Lord Jesus Christ of verse 8. So as a pastor, I must get to know him. I need, as Philippians 3:10, to know the power of his resurrection, but also the fellowship of his sufferings, being a partaker of his death. I might read a lot of books without really getting to know him intimately. So I need to get into the Word of God, know his Word better, and ask him to show me his person and himself. Get that Word of God in me as you should get the Word of God in you. And ask God to reveal his person to you. A lot of people talk about this meditation today that they just kind of sit around and hum or just don't think of anything. And they say, let God put his thoughts in your mind. Well, God gave us his word. The Bible, the word of God, contains the thoughts of God. They are the thoughts of God. So get in the Word and think. Let that meditation be in the Word, not just sitting there like a dummy and allowing Satan to get in and begin to put things in your heart and your mind and to give you experiences that are nothing but empty feelings. And too often churches are pushing this and they're filled with empty people living in false doctrine and worldliness. And that takes us to verse 9. Be not carried about with diverse and strange doctrines, for it is a good thing that the heart be established with grace, not with meats, which have not profited them that have been occupied therein. Now, any doctrine that is not true to the person and work of Christ is strange doctrine, as we just read here in verse 9. In case you missed it from verse 7, when he said, who has spoken unto you the word of God, the Holy Spirit here makes it clear. It's not blind loyalty. The light of the word gives us clear light and clear sight. Notice, carried about, comes from the Greek word peripheral, from which we get our word peripheral. And I think that that's what we need to look about. We can get carried away if we don't stay true to the Word of God, and we'll get caught up in diverse and strange doctrines. I remember several years ago, a lady asked to meet in my office, her and her husband with me, and she did all the talking. But she says, I'm leaving your church. I said, well, what's the problem? There's too much Bible. I come in Sunday morning, it's Bible. Sunday night, it's Bible. Wednesday night, it's Bible. If you keep preaching Bible, nobody's going to get saved. Well, we've had people saved, but it's not me that saves anyone. It's the Word. It's the Lord Jesus Christ. He saves. But it's through His Word we find out the way of salvation. And I thought, boy, isn't that interesting? Somebody didn't want me preaching the Word. They wanted people joining our church club, not the family of God. I had one man on our internet ministry. He's really down on expository preaching, or he thinks it's so wrong that I go verse by verse. Since the Bible was not originally divided chapter by chapter and verse by verse. He says, if you had preached back there, you know, 500-600 years ago, how would have you preached back then? You wouldn't have been able to call out a chapter number or a verse number. Well, of course, it's easier. As a matter of fact, one day the same man asked me in an email. He had heard me say something, where is that in the Bible? And I answered him chapter and verse. Now, that chapter was in the book of the Bible that had 28 chapters. What I could have done if I'd have been in the flesh on the thing said, well, look, it's in the book, for example, the book of Acts. It's got 28 chapters. Since you're against chapter and verse location, why don't you just read the entire book? Now, that might have been more helpful for him, okay? But no, I gave him the exact area to find it with chapter and verse. And you know, that's just the problem. The man was Calvinistic, so he didn't believe in a millennium, didn't believe in a pre-tribulational rapture. So I understand why he doesn't want straight Bible preaching. You see, you don't become a Calvinist by reading the Bible. You usually become a Calvinist by reading other people's books. And so that's usually what happens in their situation. Beware of the teacher or preacher who claims to have new doctrine. God's truth was revealed long ago. We do not need a new doctrine, nor do we need a new way of worship. Let me also warn, be careful of these little home Bible studies and club gathering studies. The Word of God will build you up in the faith. It takes you to the person of Christ. Then the Holy Spirit brings the things of Christ to you and makes them real. But many times, these home Bible studies, these club gathering studies, introduce things that are contrary to the Word of God. And many times, if you have a Bible preaching pastor, they want these home studies in order to redirect your thinking away from that and introduce false doctrine. And so they sneak in privily, unawares, and they turn the grace of God into lasciviousness. Now, why is this command at the beginning of verse 9 to be not carried away with divers and strange doctrines? That the heart might be established with grace. See, the Hebrew Christians to whom this book was addressed were in danger of going back to incorporate some of the old law ceremonies into their Christianity. But the Old Testament scriptures themselves show that the Jews were not profited thereby. These little rituals and study groups added nothing to their faith. They began to undermine the things of the church. Satan tries to bring our past back to our life, to try to bring us down to where we were. And he'll make things look righteous and all right. That's why you must be equipped with the Word of God. The idea is to establish the heart with grace. Now this, again, is a present imperative in Greek, which means keep on, keeping on, growing in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, in your heart. 2 Peter 3:18 reiterates that to us. Grace follows the preacher who preaches the word, verse 7, that we may know the one who is unchanging all the more intimately, verse 8. Too many Christians are living hopeless lives because they're living in the peripheral instead of the eternal, unchanging God. They don't want inside that box. Hope is not a new mate. It's not a new church. It's not a new pastor. All hope is in the Lord Jesus Christ, and it must be based in the eternal. Now, as unpopular as the message was, Jesus continued to preach it without compromise. Now, it would have been much easier for Jesus to tell all the people what they wanted to hear. Yet, he knew that the message he preached was the message of eternal life. My friend, he never diluted it, changed it, or backed down from proclaiming it. Neither should his followers. That message needs to be given by us to a world in order to let them know they are sinners, but they can be saved from their sins. And it is to let young people know they can be saved before they're caught up in the filth of sin.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No break. Click Sermon Library. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no grace. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.